At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, breaking news. The feud between Elon Musk and Donald Trump is rapidly escalating as Trump just used his precious Oval Office screen time to directly lunge at Elon Musk in what may be the largest separation of the two since this admin started. Trump just said that Musk has some sort of Trump derangement syndrome days after Musk launches a carpet bombing of attacks against Trump's big, beautiful bill. It started roughly 2 days ago, and it hasn't stopped. Elon said, "Mammoth spending bills are bankrupting America. Enough." Elon then said, "Call your senator, call your congressman. Bankrupting America is not okay. Kill the bill." This is Elon directly lobbying against Donald Trump's bill. That's why Donald Trump is using his precious Oval Office time with the new German Chancellor Friedrich Merz to attack Elon. Trump is so mad that he spent almost 5 minutes talking about Elon. Now, not all of it was attacks. He does try to praise Elon's work, but he spent 5 minutes talking about Elon after the German Chancellor flew across the planet to meet with him. That's because Elon also said it will massively increase the already gigantic budget deficit to $2.5 trillion and burden America's citizens with crushingly unsustainable debt. This was 2 days ago. He also called it a disgusting abomination. And then today, he quote tweets Donald Trump from a little over a decade ago when Trump said, "I cannot believe the Republicans are extending the debt ceiling. I am a Republican and I am embarrassed." Elon Musk then says wise words and it gets 12 million views. This is embarrassing for Donald Trump. Now, if you want to help exploit this divide, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. You know, I'm even going to repost this Elon Musk tweet, not because I like Elon, but because I want to sow a little division, sow a little chaos. Now, let's jump into these videos of Trump talking about Elon Musk.
Not taking him seriously about spending now? Are you saying this is all sour grapes?
No, he worked hard and he did a good job. And I'll be honest, I think he misses the place. I think he got out there and all of a sudden he wasn't in this beautiful Oval Office and he's got nice offices too.
Trump is saying that Elon misses the place, and I honestly kind of agree. I'll continue the clip, but Elon clearly has an addictive personality. You can look at his drug use, and I think that addictive personality extends to being in politics. Because right when he was out of politics, he got pulled back in, if you know the quote, and it was because he can't help himself. He immediately goes on a carpet bombing, boom, boom, tweet about Trump. Let's continue.
But there's something about this when I was telling the chancellor, this is where it is. People come in here, even from Germany. They come in and they walk into the Oval Office, and it's right. Just a special place. It's, you know, World War I, it started and it ended here, and World War II, and so many other things. Everything big comes right from this beautiful space. It's now.
What is he talking about? He's about to say Elon has Trump derangement syndrome, and I just want to point out, if Elon Musk, Trump's biggest donor, has Trump derangement syndrome, truly, that term has lost all meaning. It never had any meaning.
Much more beautiful than it was 6 months ago. A lot of good things are happening in this room. And I'll tell you, he's not the first. People leave my administration and they love us. And then at some point they miss it so badly. And some of them embrace it and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it. But
now he's saying Elon has Trump derangement syndrome. And he says, I guess they call it. By they, you mean you call it that. Here's Trump sitting next to the German chancellor, bringing it back to Elon once again.
It's an achievement, actually.
Mr. President, the criticism that I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen, regarding Elon Musk and your big, beautiful bill. What's your reaction to that? Do you think it in any way hurts passage in the Senate, which, of course, what is you're seeking?
Well, look, you know, I've always liked Elon, and it's always very surprised. You saw the words he had for me, the words of, and he hasn't said anything about me that's bad. I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is...
Yeah, because a lot of your political legacy rests on these bills, even though it's terrible. Having anything pass would look better than nothing. But when Trump says that he would rather have Elon criticize him, it's because Elon is using his political leverage to tank the bill. I explained this in another video, but about 8 months ago, leading into the election, everything Elon Musk would tweet would get 20, 40, 100 million views, and he would be posting disinformation about trans people, about immigrants, about all of these topics, and now he's weaponizing the same platform to post about Trump. So he posts here saying, enough, bankrupting America. Basically, he's saying Trump is bankrupting America. This gets 21 million views. He says it again. This is outrageous, disgusting, abomination. 140 million views. This says, wise words, and he's quote-tweeting Donald Trump. This was posted like 2 hours ago. 12 million views. Elon Musk is basically trolling Donald Trump with the same platform that he used. And look at this. Elon is calling to lobby against Trump's bill. When he says, call your senator, call your congressman, bankrupting America is not okay, he's telling them, he's telling the American people and voters to lobby against this bill. Kill the bill. And at 40 million, and then he posted a photo of the meme, Kill Bill. So he's still memeing through it or whatever. But now Trump talks about Elon Musk wearing the hat.
Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised because you were here. Everybody in this room practically was here as we had a wonderful send-off. He said wonderful things about me. You couldn't have nicer, said the best thing. He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything. And I am right about the great, big, beautiful bill. We call it a great, big, beautiful bill because that's what it is. And again, biggest tax cuts in history.
Okay, I do not want to get distracted by the Elon Musk and Trump drama. Yes, it's very interesting. But while we're here, let's talk a little bit about this bill. Elon Musk's main gripe is the debt. And that is actually fair. It does explode the debt by an insane amount. But I also think that we should be talking about Medicaid and the massive redistribution of wealth that happens within this bill, the permanence of the tax cuts that Trump is enacting. Yes, there will be tax cuts across the board, but here's the thing. The tax cuts for lower class families are outweighed by the negatives of slashing Medicaid. The tax cuts for the lower class families aren't permanent, and they're way lower than the tax cuts for, you know, anybody that makes over $3 million a year, for example. So this is an upward, this is regressive. It is upward distribution of wealth, meaning the poorest Americans have their wealth redistributed to the richest Americans, so the richest Americans can get tax write-offs and buy yachts, and the most vulnerable Americans don't have Medicaid. It is incredibly messed up, and we can't get distracted by that because Elon Musk and Donald Trump are battling, and Elon's trying to nuke the bill. Here's Trump saying that Elon is upset because they took out the EV mandate, and he even talks about the NASA person that he yanked out after Elon Musk began to act up. Remember, Elon Musk chose somebody, handpicked somebody to work at NASA, be the head of NASA, and Trump removed that appointee just this week.
All of the things that we're doing, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And, you know, Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and, you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. He knew it for a long time ago. That's been in there. That's been, I would say, J.D., that hasn't changed. That's been right from the beginning. Mr. Secretary, that hasn't changed at all, right from the beginning. But I know that disturbed him. He wanted, and rightfully, you know, he recommended somebody from that he, I guess, knew very well. I'm sure he respected him, but to run NASA. And I didn't think it was appropriate. And he happened to be a Democrat. like totally Democrat, and I say, you know, look, we...
This is an absolute lie. Trump knew about the NASA director's political donations. He accepted it when Elon Musk was in power with him. But after Elon Musk started to act up, and there were, you know, rumors about Elon Musk's drug use that were confirmed by the New York Times, then Trump dropped the appointee. Also, can't appoint a 22-year-old to lead U.S. terror prevention, and then expect us to take you seriously when you say that Elon Musk's corrupt pick wasn't qualified enough. That's just a total and complete cover-up. Here's a clip of Trump talking about sanctions on Russia, which he absolutely just wimped out of. He chickened out of. All of the Republicans, many of the Republicans in power, I won't say all, but people like Mike Johnson, Ron Johnson, all these people are applying pressure on Trump to put sanctions on Russia, and he's not listening.
You've had enough. Go ahead,
Mr. President, so would you consider to put more sanctions on Russia? Because this discussion is going on now for weeks and months, and you tweeted about it once, but then nothing happens. So
yeah, when I see the moment when we're not going to make a deal, when this thing won't stop,
at
that moment, yeah, it's in my brain, the deadline. When I see the moment where it's not going to stop, and I'm sure you're going to do the same thing, will be very, very, very tough. And it could be on both countries, to be honest, you know.
What is this dude talking about? When he sees the moment that it's not going to stop, then he's going to start being tough. This is just a roundabout way of saying, I don't have a plan, I can't end the war. He doesn't even know the history of the war. The war isn't going to end because Vladimir Putin is incentivized to stretch it out in every single way because of you. Trump signaled that if Vladimir Putin continues to stretch out the war, that he is going to back off and just stop even trying. And now, he's actually trying to signal the opposite. We'll start being tough if Putin stretches it out, but he has no clue what he's talking about. He doesn't understand leverage or strategy. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate what we do, if you like the network we're building, drop a like, subscribe. Love you all. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.